How to Refill an Invisible Balloon by Matt Kendrick. No one apart from Dean can see the balloons, translucent smudges of colour bobbing along in midair. Everyone has one, adults, children, babies. His mum's red balloon has shrivelled like a sun-dried tomato and is hanging limply by her left ankle. At the supermarket, Dean pretends he is a charioteer, feet on the trolley struts, using the push bar to veer round the corners of the aisles. Normally, his mum yanks him off and tells him to behave. Today, she picks up a vacuum-wrapped cauliflower and stares at it as if it were from another planet. There's a beach by their house where they take the dog for walks. Dean chases the dog along the sand and his balloon trails in his wake. He runs at the waves, laughs as the foam tickles his toes. When they get home, his balloon is big as a space hopper. His mum took a bin bag and has picked up half the beach. Mrs. Mitchell sets them a school project on oceans. She asks what you might find in the sea. Clownfish, dolphins, crabs, sharks, seaweed, coral, and shells, and polar bears, and boats, and messages in bottles. Dean says there's always plastic bags drifting in the surf. They go to a new shop where you scoop food into containers you've brought from home. Dean cascades white rice into a Tupperware box and slides the box onto the scales. They go to another shop for vegetables and another for shampoo pumped into a glass jar. His mum decants everything into the cupboards at home and her balloon is back bobbing above her head for a little while at least. She talks to their neighbour about the refill shop, and the neighbour says it's like stepping back in time. His mum says everything was better in the past. Dean thinks that must mean before he was born. He looks up to see his balloon has shrunk to an apple-sized sphere. Saturday, they walk on the beach again. Dean tries to take his mum's hand like he used to when he was little, but she is busy snatching at a crisp packet with her litter picker's claw. Dean crouches down because he has spotted some six-pack rings half buried in the sand. When he tries to grab them, his mum yells at him like she does when he's being a supermarket charioteer. He asks her at bedtime if she was happier before. Before what? Before me. She hugs him tight and asks how he could think that. He explains and she hugs him again. As he drifts off to sleep, his balloon catches the trickle of moonlight seeping through the blinds. Next time they go to the refill shop, Dean asks the woman on the counter if there's refills for everything. Most things, she says. What is it you're after? He bites his lip and looks back at his mum. Have you got anything to refill balloons?